In 2001, Alejandro Toledo rose to power as Peru's first mestizo president, a champion of democracy, a liberal economist. He quelled a deadly political insurrection and finished his five-year tenure with one-third of Peruvians supporting him. He then moved to the United States as corruption scandals began to emerge. Toledo denied any wrongdoing.
Show me one, just one piece of evidence, just one, and I will be the first to step out of politics.
Prosecutors accuse him of collusion and money laundering for taking nearly $35 million in bribes from construction Brazilian giant Odebrecht in exchange for contracts in public works.
It is one of the most solid cases in judiciary. The route of the money starts from Odebrecht's accounts into the accounts of a late friend and partner, then to a company in Costa Rica. That money then brought a $5 million home and an office in Peru.
Toledo fought extradition to Peru since 2018, arguing he was politically persecuted, a victim of racism for his indigenous heritage. His defense sued the State Department to stop the process, but it was unsuccessful. Toledo was a great success story, a shoeshine boy from a poor village in the Andes who reached the presidency. But political allies and followers say Toledo deceived and betrayed them.
The one who comes from the bottom and carries out the dream of being able to grow and reach the top and betrays the essence. The fact that a person like him, who represented the hope of Peru to move forward, has been mocked because so many people believe deeply in what he represented, and at least waited for him to live up to those hopes. And of course, he did not.
Now he will face up to 20 years in prison.
This is where authorities say Toledo will remain during the trial. The jail is currently shared by former presidents Alberto Fujimori and Pedro Castillo.
As nearly all of Peru's former presidents are under investigation or jailed for corruption, this facility is expanding. If they're convicted, they will likely also end up here with Alejandro Toledo as its latest tenant. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.
And Mariana is at Jorge Chavez International Airport in Callao, where the former president landed. So first of all, what happened to him now?
Well, Sammy, he is still here at the base, at police base next to the commercial airport. This is where he's been for more than 3 hours now since he landed in Lima after fighting extradition for such a long time. Now, we saw an ambulance go in and come out, an ambulance with doctors who were supposed to check out his health. He says his health is frail. There's also been the presence of prosecutors. The top prosecutor in the country, Patricia Benavides, was here. She's the one who supervises all of the corruption case against former President Alejandro Toledo. And after this, it is still unclear whether he will be taken to a criminal court or he will just be flown out of here to the police base that is about an hour away from here. That is the Penal de Barbadillo. That is where former presidents Alberto Fujimori and Pedro Castillo are at right now. They are imprisoned there. Alberto Fujimori serving a 25-year sentence. Pedro Castillo waiting for the investigation on corruption charges. That's where Toledo will remain, despite that his lawyer and despite that he has asked the Peruvian judiciary to allow him to stay under house arrest, like Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, the former president, who is also under investigation for corruption. But he was throughout his time, he didn't go to jail. He was under house arrest. He wants the same because he says that that prison will kill him, as he said in an interview before turning himself in California, Sammy.
All right. Thanks so much, Mariana, there.